He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday already. The week is almost half over, and it just started. It's May the 29th. May is almost over. We've got a little bit of a pullback here in the market this morning after a pretty good day yesterday to start the week. We've got the Dow right now down 73 points. You know what? These points don't mean as much anymore now that the Dow is at 15,300. 73 points these days is a mere 0.5%. Used to be a little bit more, see? 73 points when the Dow was 12,000 was a much bigger percentage. So we gotta kind of have to recalibrate our brains. I don't know. That's a tough one to do. The Dow is down 73. We're at 15,336 this morning. The S&P 500 is down 8.5. It's at 1651. That's a 0.5% drop there also. The NASDAQ is down 0.44%. It's down 15 to 3,473. The euro holding steady at 1.29 this morning. Uh-oh, look at the interest rates tick higher. Who's been warning you about this? 2.14 this morning? Can that be right? It's right. In fact, 2.15. There go interest rates higher. Man, I'm telling you, there goes the bond market lower. Who's been warning you about the bond market? Gold is up $4 an ounce this morning to $13.83, and oil is down 30 cents to $94.71. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson as we are coming to the end of our 50th month of bull market, which has carried the S&P 500 from 666 all the way up to 1,652. It will end at some point. We will either, this thing will either end with a healthy correction, or at some point in time, we will enter into a bear market. I talked a lot last week. I wrote about it in my newsletter over the weekend. What's the biggest threat to the current bull market? The punch bowl. The punch bowl that the Fed has been spiking now for quite some time, keeping interest rates low. You know, I would argue that the only growth that we're getting in our economy right now is from a spiked punch bowl, is from low interest rates. That's causing folks to go out and buy new cars. If you go down the line, think of all the people that that affects. When someone can go out and get a car loan at 1.99%. It affects the housing market. Think of all the ancillary jobs. Think of all the other industries that a person buying a new home affects all the way down the line. They're getting home loans at, 3.5% to 4% right now. Historic 100-year lows on interest rates. Would we have any growth in the economy at all if it were not for Bernanke and his aggressive buyback program? That's why any mention of the cessation of such a program causes such a chill in the market. Because folks have to ask, where would we be without the Fed right now? I don't really think we're back to a job-creating economy, are we? Job creation, you know what? Interest or the employment report, still not that great. Still a lot of people lining up every week to report, to file initial jobless claims. About the only area creating jobs, the service sector. And you know what the service sector is. Not high-paying jobs. So again, I would argue that the only growth we're getting right now is from our friends at the Fed with their punch bowl and their buying back of equity or buying back of the bonds and driving interest rates lower, which then create ripples throughout the economy. For that reason, for the last couple of years, I have owned areas of the market that benefit from lower interest rates. Now, we could have a paradigm that's beginning to change here in the market. Now, it has not shown up yet, but I talked about in my newsletter over the weekend about how you don't want to stay at the party too long, because we may see some of these gains slip away very, very quickly. It's been 50 months now. Now, I'm not wholesale selling anything, but boy, am I vigilant right now. Boy, do I have a trigger finger right now. Because I think that the biggest threat to the bull market is the Fed saying, you know what, we're going to start ratcheting back on our asset purchases. I think that causes the market to stop this big rally that's been taking place since fiscal cliff concerns. Yeah, remember the fiscal cliff back in December when everybody was telling me that I should run for the sidelines and sit on the sidelines and wait this out? Well, the market's up 20% since then. I would have missed this entire move in the market. So I don't think fiscal cliff concerns, while they caused a lot of weak knees in the market, they obviously didn't bring a screeching halt to the market. The market went on. And in fact, the market used fiscal cliff concerns as a launching point, a launching pad. Now, go figure. But it has gone up now 20% since those fiscal cliff concerns. And the Fed is starting to say, we might, if we could, maybe, words like this that cause investors to chew on their fingernails a little bit, okay? Now, if I owned a bond portfolio, I would be doing way more than chewing on my fingernails. Do you see interest rates where they're at today? The 10-year yield, 2.14? It was at 1.5 not too long ago. We're up almost 60 basis points now in interest rates. Hey, that makes a big difference. If your house loan, your home loan was being quoted at 3.25, now you're up around 4, right? That makes a big difference in that monthly payment. That takes a lot of people out of the market. If I own bonds right now, any kind of bonds, corporate bonds, municipal bonds, government treasuries, Fannie Mae, mortgage-backed securities. You know what? They're in trouble. They're already starting to take it on the chin here with this big spike in interest rates. 2.14 is the highest we've seen it in quite some time. Later in the show, we'll talk to our bond expert, our interest rate expert, our mortgage expert, Craig Brock. You're going to notice that he's going to be a little bit frantic. He's going to be concerned. Why? Because his livelihood and a lot of other people's livelihood depends on how the ebb and flow of interest rates. You don't get a lot of people refinancing homes when interest rates start to rise, do you? And it could cool off the red-hot housing market, those rising interest rates. Now, they're going up already just on the little bit that the Fed said last week, just the little bit that they said. So, you know what? We have to be really vigilant right now. We have to watch our stocks very, very closely. Anything that is interest rate sensitive. Have you seen the sell-off in the utilities? Oh my gosh, I printed up a chart of XLU, which is the utility ETF. Take a look at that chart when you get a chance, XLU. See, people have been chasing these utilities to get the little bit of yield that they can't get anywhere else. I mean, they're running and chasing and standing in line for 3 or 4% dividend yield. Why? Because the local bank is offering 1% on a 10-year CD. But you know what? Utilities are interest rate sensitive. REITs Real estate investment trusts are interest rate sensitive. And you've seen a pretty big stiff sell-off in those areas of the market ever since the Fed made their ambiguous statement. But apparently the bond market doesn't think it was too ambiguous, does it? The bond market took it as a warning shot over the bow, and you see some bond investors running for cover right now. That's the big story today. 2.14% on the 10-year. Okay, well, let's get to some good stocks when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. All right, let's get right to the crux of the matter. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I believe that, as of today, that equities are still the best place to be. Your choices are the bond market. I do not like the bond market at all. Now you go into the precious metals market. That's been a terrible place to be. Terrible. In fact, as we looked at the ranking of the asset classes once again this weekend in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com, gold is still the second worst asset class to be invested in, and it's been a bad asset class now for the last, well, over a year. Being short the market is, you might say, well, I'm making money today. You've been absolutely crushed over the last 4 years. Absolutely crushed being short and negative and bearish on the market. Real estate's not a bad alternative right now. But when you're looking at liquid assets that have capital appreciation potential, it's still domestic stocks. That's been the place to be for the last 4.5 years. And one of the best areas, one of the leading sectors now for well over a year, maybe 2 years, has been the biotech sector. And I've reaped some huge profits from this sector over the last couple of years. And one of the stocks that I bought not too long ago, right before it became the biggest winner in the market, about 2 weeks ago, is a company that's headquartered in Cambridge, New Jersey. It's a company that has a drug, one of their drugs is called Juxtapid. Juxtapid. Your doctor said you need Juxtapid, and you need it now. Well, if you have homozygous familial hypercholesterolemia, this might be the drug for you. Well, today JP Morgan upped the target price on the stock, which I already own. It was up, I think, 35% in 1 day 2 weeks ago, and now it's the biggest winner in the market once again today. All right? And where did you hear about Agerian Pharmaceuticals? Right here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I wrote an article about the biotechs, and I mentioned a couple that I had had good luck with. Gilead Sciences, which has more than doubled since I bought it. And I mentioned Regeneron, which has also been very good to me. And I think Regeneron still has a lot of upside potential with their new asthma drug that they're working on. But Agerion was the third one that I mentioned. I said, you know, this is a little-known company. They go after a malady that only affects a small amount of people with their one drug. This drug costs $250,000 per year, and insurance companies are paying it. That's some pretty good pricing power there that they have with their drug for a rare, very rare disease. And the stock obviously has been doing very, very well. And again, today it's one of the biggest winners in the market. So it's helping my portfolios on what so far is a down day in the market. Okay, now, how did I find the stock? Do I have a relative that went into their doctor with the rare disease and was prescribed this drug and I did some research on it? No. Some insider at some big hedge fund? No. Don't even go there. No. I sit here in my office by myself. Got a few people that help me out here around here. We do our own research and we dig and we look. And we saw this stock that kept showing up in the Best Stocks Now app. Okay? I didn't know anything about the stock, to be honest with you. But I did know this. Okay, my app looks at performance. It looks at 3,400 stocks every day. And it looks for the performance of those stocks. And it compares them one against another. And I saw a momentum grade in this stock of A+. It was one of the top momentum grades that I had in the entire market, okay? Number two, can't do evaluation on it, but I did a little bit of research, enough to know that they had a couple of blockbuster drugs that were going to reap some big, big sales and revenues in the future. That was enough for me on the valuation front. Number three, and this is one that was the final arbiter in my mind, the one that made me pull the trigger on the buy in all my aggressive accounts that had cash available at that point in time, was the stock chart. The stock chart's been rising. This thing went public in 2010 at about $10 a share, and it's been rising. It really started to take off last fall when it broke out. I took note of the stock in about April of this year when it broke out again and when it started establishing itself in my grading system. It's a fairly new stock. I have to have at least 1 year of performance before I can give the stock a grade. But all of a sudden, when it qualified for a grade, it got a grade of A. In fact, A plus. As I look at the stock right now, 3 months ago, let's go back 6 months ago. 6 months ago, this stock was ranked number 37 overall in my Best Stocks Now app. Okay, 6 months ago. 6 months ago, it was $19 a share. Today, it's $68 per share. 3 months ago, it was number 42 out of 3,400 stocks. It was an A-plus rated stock at that point. 3 months ago, the stock was at 25. Today, it's at 68. Let's go back 2 months ago. It was ranked number 21. You see how it was gnawing at me? What is this thing? Who are these guys? Remember Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Those guys were tracking them, and they kept saying, who are these guys? Who are, they're good, because they were right on their tail. And I kept saying, what is this stock? It's good. Finally, I said, you know what, Bill, the biotechs are one of the best groups in the entire market. Maybe you ought to look into this thing a little bit more. I was a little bit worried about it. It was a smaller company, and didn't know that much about it, but it kept showing up. 1 month ago, stock, rank, number 55. Where's it ranked today? Number 5. Luckily, somewhere along the way, I bought it. I think I got about a 50% gain in the stock so far, and I think it goes higher. It's being upgraded by JP Morgan today. A little bit dangerous to buy it in today's market. Maybe it settles down a little bit. I don't make recommendations here on the air. I give examples after example. Example after example of Best Stocks Now, and Agerion Pharmaceutical was one. And it still is one, AEGR, a $1.97 billion biotech company. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Why should you get my newsletter? No, you know, it's up to you. It's free. Suppose that's one of the biggest reasons. you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. We send it out every single weekend. Last Friday, I wrote it on a trip, a Memorial Day trip. While my wife drove, I busily typed away on the newsletter, and it went out late Saturday morning. Well, a few weeks ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, I don't know. I have to look in the newsletter and see. I added a stock to my conservative growth portfolio. The name of the stock, well, first let's see where they're headquartered. Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. And I featured this stock many times before. I guess that would be the second question I would ask. Why do you want to stay in touch and stay in tune and listen to the Best Stocks Now radio hour? Because we have bagged some of the biggest winners in the market over the last several years. I mean, the Gilead Pharmaceuticals, the Regenerons, the Azurion Pharmaceuticals, and now we got another one that we can thump our chest about. Valeant Pharmaceuticals, which is a Canadian drug company, a company that likes to do growth by acquisitions, and they have some pretty good drugs in their pipeline. Valeant Pharmaceuticals, which is VRX, develops primarily branded drugs to treat central nervous system disorders, which I think a lot of bondholders are going to have here pretty soon, pain, which I think a lot of bondholders are also going to suffer, and cardiovascular disease. Valeant Pharmaceuticals is a $28 billion market cap company. It's a large cap stock, and it's a stock that we have owned for quite some time here at Gunderson Capital Management. We own it in our conservative growth accounts. I judge this, I deem this to be worthy of a conservative growth account because it's a large cap stock. It's $28 billion. This is a big company. How did I find Valeant Pharmaceuticals? With my app. That would be the third question I would ask. Why should you download the Best Stocks Now app? Well, where do you think these big winners are coming from? You know, I'm not out traveling anymore as an analyst knocking on doors of companies. Instead, I have access to all their data here, 3,400 of them, right in the palm of my hand on my Best Stocks Now app. And here's what I saw in Valeant Pharmaceuticals. Over the last 5 years, the performance of this stock has been sensational. It's averaged 56% per year. That's the average stock price appreciation over the last 5 years. During that same period of time, the market has averaged 3.6% per year. Over the last 3 years, Valeant Pharmaceuticals has averaged 85% per year, while the market has only averaged 15% per year. Over the last 12 months, the ride keeps on a-going here. The stock is up 97%. In fact, when I compare the performance of Valeant Pharmaceutical against all the other stocks out there, 3,400, I get a performance grade of A-. I get a momentum grade of A+. Okay, so the performance first pointed me to the stock. But it doesn't end there. That's not where the story ends because I am also a valuation guy. Now, unfortunately, the valuation does not show up. For some reason, the data vendor does not have the earnings estimates, but I have a target price there on my app. The target price, when I take next year's earnings estimates, which are $6.83. I don't know why the data vendors can't pick that up. That's what it is, $6.83. It's expected to grow its earnings by 15% over the next 5 years. So the stock has currently got a forward PE of about 15. That's not very expensive. The market's trading at about 18 times forward earnings right now. So here you have the superior performance stock that has been clobbering the market over the last 5 years, the last 3 years, the last 1 year, beating the market quite handily, yet it's still trading at a discount to the market. All right. I mean, not only a discount to the market, but also a discount to its growth rate, because its growth rate is at pegged at almost 16% over the next 5 years. When I take those earnings estimates and I grow them by 15% a year over the next 5 years, and I apply what I think is an appropriate multiple, I get a target price of $161 on the stock. The stock is currently trading at $91. It still has lots of upside potential. Now, if I take a look at the newsletter, all right, let's see when it was added to the newsletter and when we bought it here at Gunderson Capital Management. I publish that newsletter every single week. I'm very transparent. You can see the stocks that I own. If I go to my conservative portfolio, which is doing very well so far this year, Variant was purchased back on March 22nd when it was $74 a share. Today it's $92 per share. So we have a very nice gain there so far. In Valeant Pharmaceuticals, VRX. When I compare Variant valuation and its performance against all the other stocks out there, it gets a Gunderson stock rate of A, which represents the top 5 or 6% of the entire market, and out of 3,400 stocks, it comes in at number 32. And it's been in my top 100 now for the last 6 months or more. Valeant Pharmaceuticals is another example of a best stock now. It's not a recommendation, it's an example, and it's also a stock that we currently own here at Gunderson Capital Management. It had another huge day yesterday, and last Friday, it was the biggest winner that day in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Or not average, but the New York Stock Exchange, let's say that. Not too bad, huh? Valeant Pharmaceuticals. Okay, now, the method behind the madness. You know, I've studied both disciplines of investing very in-depth over the years. The value side of the equation. The guys that argue that there's intrinsic value there that has not been discovered yet. And we're going to buy this stock now because we think eventually that intrinsic value will be discovered. They call themselves value investors. They're a brotherhood. They're a fraternity. I mean, they get together several times a year and they talk book value. They have seminars on intrinsic value and hidden assets and all this kind of stuff. The sum of the parts are equal to more than the whole. Now, on the other side of the equation, you've got the momentum guys. A lot of West Coast guys. That's where the Investor's Business Daily is. That's where the CanSlim method of investing emerged. They really don't like each other, the two camps. I mean, really, they're at opposite ends of the spectrum. You know, if you go to a value investors conference, I've been to a few of them, it's a bunch of stodgy guys wearing bow ties for the most part with calculators on their pocket. You know, on their belt. The momentum guys, on the other hand, a little bit different group of guys. They're chart readers. They're technical analysts. They talk moving averages. They talk stochastics. They talk Bollinger Bands, all this and that. They really don't have much care for the value investors. What is wrong with combining the two and going right down the middle and saying, you know what, you guys got a lot of great ideas in this value camp. I'm a value investor myself. I don't believe in paying up for stocks. But they ignore performance. And over here in the performance camp, they got a lot of great ideas because they're picking the hottest stocks, the ones that are moving. They have momentum. But they ignore value. I do both. I combine performance with value. I have an app. I have a newsletter. I have a book. I have a daily radio show. It's all called Best Stocks Now. And that's how I manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radar. You know, I was thinking a little earlier in the show, I said, you know, pretty much the only growth that we're getting in the economy right now is coming from Bernanke's low interest rates. But I think you could add in the shale boom here in America, which, you know, always has the headwinds, regulatory headwinds, pipeline headwinds, this and that. But the shale boom does go on. And I'll tell you, one of the sectors that has really heated up here in the market recently and is kind of starting to assume some leadership here is the energy sector. The energy sector comes and goes. The market is cyclical. The sectors rotate amongst themselves. We've had the same sectors leading the market for quite some time. But we have a new sector that's been joining the fray here recently, and that's the energy sector. And if you'll notice, if you get my newsletter, you'll notice that over the last several months, I've been increasing my exposure to the energy sector. The energy service sector in particular has been doing very, very well. One of the stocks that's been showing up in my Best Stocks Now app is Chart Industries. I wrote about Chart Industries back in November of last year, right before the election, because Chart Industries is headquartered in Ohio, in Cleveland, and everybody kept saying it comes down to Ohio, and apparently it did, because Mr. Obama won Ohio, and he won the presidency. And a company that's headquartered there in Ohio by the name of Chart Industries has also been doing a lot of victory laps here recently. Chart Industries is a $3 billion market cap company. They're well positioned up there in Ohio. And you're thinking, what? Ohio? What about Texas? What about Louisiana? Now, those are oil states. Well, you know what? North Dakota is one of the biggest booming oil states in America. Wyoming, Montana, and even Ohio in that shale that they have there, that they've learned how to frack and extract the oil and the natural gas and transport it to the local refinery and turn it into that all-important fuel that in many ways still fuels our economy. Chart Industries is a mid-cap domestic growth stock. This continues to be one of the sweet spots in the market. Way better than the emerging markets where I'd have no exposure whatsoever. The emerging markets continue to underperform the domestic U.S. markets by a long shot. Chart Industries over the last 5 years has been very good to its shareholders. They've delivered 16.6% per year. They've run many laps around the market. Over the last 3 years, Chart Industries has been on fire. 74% per year are their returns, while the market's delivered 15. Over the last 12 months, Chart Industries, symbol GTLS, continues to outperform the market. Over the last 12 months, GTLS is up 45% while the market's up 25%. It gets a performance grade, a momentum grade of A right now. It passes the performance test. But I'm a guy that crosses the aisle, shakes hands with the value investors on the other side of the aisle. On a valuation point of view, when I take Chart Industries earnings, carry them out over the next 5 years, apply a multiple, I come up with a five-year valuation of 183. The stock's currently at 97. It has a PEG ratio of 0.88, way less than 1, meaning you're getting growth at a reasonable price. And in my book, the stock has some 87% upside potential over the next 5 years. It gets a valuation grade of B+. Out of the 3,400 stocks that I follow, Chart Industries comes in at number 55, and it gets a Gunderson proprietary stock rate of A. GTLS, headquartered in that oil town of Cleveland, Ohio. All right, Craig Brock, What in the world? We have been warning about higher interest rates. I didn't think it would happen this quickly. Last time I looked, I thought I saw a print of 2.14 on the 10-year.
And, Bill, that's better. It had been up to 2.17 yesterday. Mm. We had a major sell-off in the MBS market. You know what this is going to do to real estate, though? This is going to create some extinguishing behavior for the next 30 to 90 days because buyers are going to get off the fence.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's when the train starts to leave the station. You know, I see this after the Padre game. The trolley is right there, and as they start to ding the bells that we're leaving the station, people start to run to get on that train before it's too late. You're right. We could see a real rush here. What do you think? I mean, do you think we're going to drop back down to under 2% again, or do you think those days are long gone?
We might get one more run at below 2%, but it looks like for now, I mean, certainly the economy's improved measurably. We reported on the Case-Shiller yesterday, outstanding numbers, consumer sentiment, outstanding numbers. We'll see what pending home sales is tomorrow. I expect that they're going to be really good as well. And then, of course, the employment report. You know, Jerry, Bill, the scenario here is we're not going to see any pressure on stocks until we get a 2.35 on the 10-year, maybe 2.5%. I mean, we still have a long way to run before it's going to hurt stocks.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, I am very vigilant right now because you don't want to stay at the party. You don't want to be the last one to leave the party here because by then the market may have gone through a 10% correction. Anyways, you and I, we pretty much called the bottom in the real estate market. We said it's time to start buying. The housing rebound is for real. And we've been warning now for the last several months that interest rates are headed higher. And that we've called that one, too. Hey, I hope they rush to you, Craig, before it's too late. Where can we reach Craig Brock?
Yeah, well, we're open late, 855-900-3279. Or you can open up an email dialogue as well, but you really don't want to wait with a 50 basis point move on the 10-year Treasury in May.
Ooh, and think what that's done to those bond portfolios, folks that own munis and treasuries and corporates and all this and that. All right, well, that's Craig Brock. You can Google him, Craig Brock Mortgage, if you have any questions at all. Better get there before the train leaves the station. I'm pwstreet.com. I'm 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.